This is a Tabosophy podcast.
When I was in the eighth grade, living in Logan, Utah, every week I would go to the movies and stand on the corner of Center and Main Street and look at the Roxy and the Capitol Theater and decide which movie to see. On this particular week, the movie at the Roxy interested me. There were pictures of men fighting with swords, and the title said Hamlet, and I thought it was a swashbuckler about a town. But I had an unexpected experience. In the end, everyone was dead. And I thought, I don't think I got it all. So I sat through it again. And at the end, I still thought, I don't think I understood it all. But I was excited by this experience and rushed home to tell my parents. My mother said, oh, that's Shakespeare. I said, who's Shakespeare? She said, you'll find out when you get in high school. She made it sound like a punishment. I tried to spread my excitement about this new experience among my friends, but was met with nothing but disinterest. Over the years, I have seen and read Hamlet many times, and I still don't think I've got it all. At the turn of the millennium, Shakespeare was named the most influential man of the last 1,000 years. It was not a scientist like Newton or Galileo, a general, a head of state, a politician, but a poet. Why? And despite a different culture, a different time, archaic words, a different poetic style, Shakespeare is performed every year in almost every city, every town, on every college campus, and by many community theaters across the nation. He is quoted everywhere. His idioms and metaphors are part of our daily language. Understanding Shakespeare takes time and concentration. Aristotle said, the purpose of drama is to hold up a mirror to life so we can see ourselves and who and what we are. Despite all the technological advances over the last 500 years, we still haven't changed that much. So, we still need Bill today. Read Shakespeare. See Shakespeare. Look in the mirror. Experience a catharsis. And sit in your tub and think about it.
From my tub to yours, Carl.